for some reason, I always thought the song service took more time than that. You know, this is a far cry from the six-month notice that my criteria. You're killing me, Brett. Anyway, we're going to struggle through this. So I want to tell you about some of my behaviors, some of my attitudes when I was going to high school. And there's a reason why I'm ratting myself out. And hopefully you'll understand the further we go. Now, I remember most of the classes I took. And I can remember the teachers handing out the textbooks. And why were these specific books selected for us to study? I asked myself, never. Nor did I care. You know, I can see myself sitting at my desk, and I'm thumbing through these textbooks, and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a long year. And dread had already started setting in. And I look back on it now and I realize what I should have been doing. And what I should have been doing was telling myself to get my mind right, to get ready, to go to work and study and to learn these subjects that they're giving us. Then classes started. But instead of getting ready for classes, I was bored. Even before I got to class, I was bored. And I was lazy. And my mind was preoccupied with useless things instead of what it should have been. I was a lousy listener. And I was very easily distracted because if a subject didn't grab my attention, I didn't pay much attention to it because it did not interest me. I didn't worry about studying and learning the subject throughout the year. I had other things I'd rather do. I'd rather goof off. Or I'd like to run around with the guys or go to the pool hall. Do anything that did interest me and entertain me. I wanted to have fun instead of studying. Now, I wasn't a complete doofus. There were times during homework I would actually apply myself or doing some in-school assignment, I would apply myself and I did well. And it made me feel good. But that was just temporary. The old self would come back and I would go back to being a squeaker. Now, a squeaker is somebody that's just getting by. I was a 4-year squeaker. Tough. But there was a purpose for all the classes and the studying and the supposed learning. And I knew what the purpose was, and I knew when it was coming. But I still wasn't as prepared as I should have been. And what was coming was final exams. And I knew when they were coming, but I didn't prepare much. But you know what was ironic was that the final exams were taken from those boring textbooks that I carried all year. They had the answers in them, but I knew this, but I didn't put the answers in my brain. And you know, I can think about this now and then, and there is regret that I did not apply myself like I could have. But it's a lesson learned too late. Now, yeah, I'm beating myself up pretty good, I guess, but it's true. That was the truth. That's the way it was. So now I ask you, how many are there that can relate to these attitudes and behaviors when it comes to worship and to Bible study? How many fail to get their mind right and apply themselves to learning God's commands? And in the New Testament, there's 1,050 commands. And Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So that right there is a reason to dig and find out which one of those or what them commands are, because you will have to answer for all those that you do not obey. How many are bored or lazy or tired or preoccupied instead of taking every opportunity to worship God and study His Bible? How many have other things they'd rather do? Or maybe they prefer to sleep in or do things that interest or entertain them more than studying and worshiping with the assembly. How many give little or no thought to their eternal salvation? And not giving thought to their future and the possible failure to obtain salvation. They don't bother to take advantage of the present. If it's possible to be lost in the future, then it behooves us to study now and learn what we can and do what we need to do to be saved. So how many are there? The vast majority is how many. And that's sad. The sadder still is included in that majority is a lot of people from the Brotherhood that are suffering from these attitudes and behaviors and traits. Why did God give us this book? Because God has an indescribable love for us, and that He gave His Son so that we could be with Him in heaven. And He gave us this Bible so that we could be ready. And it's God's textbook. And He's provided this for us that we could have godly put godly living as our model for life. Now we all have a final exam coming, and we know what that is. The difference between school and judgment is we don't know when judgment's coming. We knew when final exams were coming. So what's going to judge us? Jesus' words is what's going to judge us. John 12:48. And Peter said in John 6:68 that Jesus' words were the words of eternal life. So we carry in our hands our Bibles. Just like in high school, I carried the textbooks around that had the answers. The Bible has the answers, and we can trust it. And if we obey that, then we can ace God's final exam for us. We were bought with a price. And we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Jesus, because he's the one that paid that price. And I pray personally that since I belong to Jesus, that if anything comes along that interferes or separates myself from Jesus, I will make every effort to eliminate that separation. Now, I understand all my excuses in high school were worthless. Just as I know that all of our flimsy excuses that prevents us from learning and doing God's will are worthless in God's eyes. He knows, and we know what is right. And we know the excuses that we make if we fail to study and learn and do what God wants us to do. The excuses we make for failing to do that are flimsy. So since we are not our own, since we belong to Jesus, we must never rule God in our lives, but we must let God rule our lives. And we need to take this book serious and take every opportunity to study it, whether it's at home, whether it's here at the building, on Sunday mornings and Wednesday evenings. If the saints have gathered to study, then we should be here. Everybody should be here to study and see what God wants us to do. Now, Brett told me to make it short and sweet. And I figure 1 out of 2 is not bad. So I hope this gives you something to consider, that we will constantly keep in our mind that the only reason we are here on this earth is to fear, to praise, to honor and glorify God and keep his commandments. Ecclesiastes 12:13. So if anybody this evening needs any help from the church that we can help you with, please make it known right now as we stand and sing.